let's speak live to the Kelbrook camp on the day of the fight then. Dominic Ingall, his trainer, joins us on the phone now. Dom, we're a few hours away. So what happens at this time of the day ahead of a big fight?
Kel's just had his lunch and he'll be having a rest, he'll be having a sleep and, you know, restoring some energy back from the weigh-in and, you know, getting ready for tonight.
Kel seems very confident, does he? Very prepared as well. Are you expecting a special performance tonight?
Yeah, you know, he's confident because he's well prepared. You know, he only boxed 2 months ago. He carried on his training from the last camp. And, you know, it's a bonus, this fight. They don't usually come around this quick. And not only is he fighting again, he's fighting in England. He's fighting in London this time in front of a big crowd. And, you know, he thrives off the buzz of a big crowd, and that's why I'm expecting a good performance from him tonight.
And overall, it is a great night of boxing, isn't it, Dominic? You know, a chance for Kel to perform in front of nearly 20,000 people on a loaded card.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me back of the days, you know, when Nazim Hamid used to box in Sheffield and fill the arena. Decent crowd used to have world title boxing on there. And, you know, it's a dream come true for Cole because I think that's, you know, he wanted to follow in Naz's footsteps fan-wise and create that interest in the buzzing boxing.
He was in terrific shape for the world title fight last year. He was in explosive form against Jojo Dan. Is it possible at all, Dominic, that he can still get even better?
Yeah, there's always that possibility, you know, as we heard Eddie saying earlier on, that, you know, Frankie Gavin is an awkward operator and he's difficult to look good against, and that's what Cole's got to do. You know, he's got to work out Frankie Gavin pretty quickly and close him down and get him out early if he can. But, you know, Frankie will have got other ideas. He'll want to fight his fight. He won't want to commit himself too much. He might box negative at times, but Frankie Gavin's going to do what's best for Frankie Gavin. Not what's best for Cole Brook. I think at any point, if he stands and tries to engage with Cole, he's going to come off second best. So, you know, if I was training Frankie Gavin, I'd be out there saying, I'll box on the back foot, get through the rounds and try and pinch the fight.
I was talking to Tony Bellew yesterday, Dominic, and he was saying it's going to be tough for Frankie because if he has a go at Kel, he's probably going to lose the fight. But if he spends the whole time running away from Kel and trying to avoid him and trying to spoil, he isn't going to win any world titles tonight, isn't it? It's a difficult one for him.
It is, but like I say, when your chance comes, he's prepared. He only boxed 8 weeks ago as well in Sheffield, so he's got carried out. He's probably the fittest he's ever been and probably the best shape he's ever been in. So, you know, it's a do-or-die situation for Frankie Gavin. It's a bit like when Kel had to go to America and box in the kid's backyard and take the title. It's almost the same for Frankie. You know, he's got to put it all on the line. So, he's, you know, he might have to change his plan. He might have to go out there and do something different. I can't see him doing anything different. But, you know, if he wants to take this world title fight off, Kelly's going to have to do something different and he's going to have a really good game plan.
Is it good to see him back out there so quickly as well? But especially given the amounts of time off he's had to have with injuries and various other things, to have him fighting twice in a couple of months, do you see it almost as a case of making up for lost time?
He's making up for lost time and, you know, he's got that ambition and he's realised, you know, I'm not saying time's running out, but, you know, before you know it, he'll be past 30. And these are the years when he's got to capitalise on what he's got and make the money and secure his future. And, you know, he's got a new lease of life for boxing after the attack. And, you know, like I say, he is making up for lost time.
Do you see these as his peak years then? Because he just looks in terrific shape. And you think back to some of the other fights he had at the Sheffield Arena. He's taken it to another level, hasn't he, in terms of his fitness and his preparation?
Becoming a world champion always makes you realise once you've achieved your goal, you know, that's not the end of it. It's actually an harder task, you know, maintaining being a world champion. The responsibility's on you. You've got everything to lose and you can't take your foot off the gas. You can't sit back and think you're an easy street. You know, from this point onwards, this is where he's going to have the big fights and then the big money. And, you know, if he doesn't apply himself 100%, you know, he's going to lose that opportunity. And, you know, these type of opportunities don't always come around twice. So, you know, there's no room for error and he has got to put in the performance every fight now.
He's a world champion. No one's going to take that away from him, Dominic. But do you think that the next 12 months, are they pretty much going to define how we look back on Kel Brook's career, do you think?
Yeah, the next 12 to 24, you know, there's some great fights out there for Kel. You know, Eddie's doing the job. He's getting the names in. He's had his contract extended with Sky. He's got the money to do it, and you know it's in his interest to create the big fights. You know, he's not going to waste any time with Kel Brook. Kel Brook's not one of these young protégés coming through now. He's 29 years old. He's a mature man, and like you know, I always remember back to the time when you know Kel beat Sean Porter. He had his injury. And then he said, you know, does Kel need a warm-up fight before he comes back, you know, comes back into have another fight. And I said, he's been warming up all his career. You know, if he needs to take the big fight straight after winning the world title, if it's an Amir Khan or a Manny Pacquiao or a Floyd Mayweather, you know, Kell will go straight for that fight, you know. But, you know, he got with Jojo Dan, but he was prepared to fight anybody. Like I say, he's at that point now where he's got to take on all comers.
What are you like, Domit? You know, with a few hours to go, are you pretty relaxed ahead of a big fight like this?
Yeah, I mean, we've done the training. Kell's done the training. He's made the weight. It's, you know, we've been in this situation time and time again. There's always a little bit of apprehension, but everything's been done right. And when you've prepared properly, you expect to be able to do the business on the night. And I've no qualms about how Kell's trained. And I'm expected to get in that ring 100% and beat Frankie Gavin in style.
I don't suppose you've seen any of the boxing from last night, Dominic. Amir Khan victorious again?
Yeah, Amir Khan won. I mean, I didn't watch the fight. Obviously, I'm focusing on what Kell's doing. You know, Khan got through that fight. I don't think Chris Algieri caused him too many problems. And he lives to fight another day. So let's just see what happens with Khan, whether he gets the big names, whether he gets the Manny Pacquiao over Floyd Mayweather or whatever. Let's just see. But like I say, tonight we're concentrating on Kell Brook for him to come through this fight and maybe keep the dream alive of getting Khan and Kell in the same ring together.
Because, you know, no one's going to look beyond Frankie Gavin, but do you think it's fair that it's Khan almost who seems to have put himself in the front line to face Mayweather rather than Kell, given that Kell's the world champion, Kell's done everything asked of him, and he's looking very sharp at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Khan's always going to be looking for that fight. It's a bigger reward, you know, and it's a big risk for Khan, but it's a bigger reward. Kell's a big risk, and it's not a big reward, so... You know, he's going to go for that fight. You know, if we had the chance of fighting Khan or Mayweather, we'd go for Mayweather too. So you can't blame him for that. It's just whether he gets the chance. And if he doesn't, then I think he's going to have to face Kell.
Dominic, really appreciate your time today. I know you're very busy with this fight coming up tonight. All of the best and all of the wishes from Sheffield back home to Kell Brook this evening.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
That is Dominic Ingall there, Kell Brook's trainer. Great to speak to him on the day of the fight.